Wake Up with Greg and Ali.
You must be looking forward to making your way up to Darwin soon for our beautiful warm, dry season.
Yeah, I totally am. I love it there.
When was the last time you were here? Do you remember?
Not that long ago. I think I came up last year. I can't remember what I was doing. But I think since I left the Parliament, I've been up a couple of times. And, I mean, obviously, it's a cracking time of the year, so... yeah, very much looking forward to it.
That's right. You were up here last, I think, for a library appearance for your memoirs.
Ah, thank you for reminding me, Greg. Exactly.
Good. Now you're coming up with your first ever solo tour.
Yeah, and I mean, the whole thing's been both a total surprise, almost accidental, but a blast as well. And I never expected to do a solo album. I think once I finished doing my book and sort of cleared the deck, I just found these songs arriving, and one thing I learned all the period of time when I spent it as a musician is you got to grab these songs if they're there. But I didn't expect to be doing it, and having said that, got them down, found some people who wanted to come and play with me, which was fantastic. And then, of course, once you've made a record, in my case especially, because I love connecting with people, well, we sort of better go out and play it. And what better place to be playing it than Darwin Arts Festival and out in the amphitheatre?
You said, Peter, that the album was accidental. I mean, how did that happen?
I think, I've talked about it a bit and thought about it since then. It's kind of how it felt. And I think partly it was because I'd actually cleared the decks. You know, I'd thrown myself at government and, you know, you have your ups and you have your downs, and I had my share of both. But, I was proud of the fact that I was able to do the work that we did in that time. By the same token, once I got out and came out the other end, I didn't look over my shoulder about it. I thought, okay, I'll write down that story of what I've done and try and explain it a little bit to people, and then I'll see what happens. But in doing that, I think it was almost like the steel wool, you know, coming over the old fry pan, and there was nothing left on it. So what would bounce out is the opportunity to be creative again. And I think I'm just incredibly lucky to still find that creativity is a big part of who I am and what I do.
Isn't that nice, though, that you recognise that? Because, gosh, federal politics is a tough game.
Yeah, look, it is a tough game. And I think, I mean, I don't know whether it's my old granny, you know, who went across the Nullarbor Plain when she was 19 to be a nurse in Western Australia, or where it came from. But, you know, I hope I didn't lose my heart for things, but I've also got, I'm reasonably tough sort of skin on it. So I knew it was going to be, it's a rough and ready ride for anybody, but you put your hand up for it, you know. Sinatra was quite right. If you don't like the heat, get out of the kitchen.
So, Pete, how are you finding being a solo performer?
Well, I'm approaching it, I'm trying to sort of unlearn everything that I've learned on the one hand, but remember the things that count. In other words, I knew the thing that I needed to do was just to let it happen. You know, I couldn't sort of think about it. I wasn't going to tweet about it. I just needed to do it, just to let it happen. And set a timetable for it. You know, they're simple songs. They're like electronic folk songs, if you like. And not overanalyze it, not get too caught up. Just put this music in front of people and a bunch of people whose playing I liked. And Martin and I sort of worked the songs out and then just see where we ended up. So it's been much more spontaneous and improvisational than probably, you know, Midnight Oil making a really big record like a Blue Sky Mine or a Diesel and Dust kind of record. Mm. At the same time, it's been a heap of fun, you know, because I've had my daughters have come and sung on it, and also I can do what I want, you know. It's not like I'm bossing everybody around. Well, I am, but
you can do what you want when it's your tour, can't you?
Exactly.
It's
like... yeah.
And the album, A Version of Now, obviously the title reflects where you're at in life?
Yeah, exactly. And just a summation of exactly what I'm thinking, how I'm feeling and what I've got to offer.
Mm. Well, it's set to be an intimate affair at the Darwin Amphitheatre this Sunday. Obviously, you'll play tracks from the album, but will there be any Oils classics out there for the hardcore fans?
Diehards.
Look, I think, I'm not bloody-minded about life, am I? We've got a bunch of songs that we can play, and we're sort of rotating a few all songs as we go. So I think not all people can expect to hear something, and they will. What it will be, I've got no idea, but it'll be there.
I also noticed, too, there's a couple of cover versions after looking over the set list last week, and there's some interesting choices. I won't let the cat out of the bag.
Well, Springsteen, when he toured, I didn't get to see him, but quite a lot of my friends are huge Springsteen fans, and they made mention of the fact that he was playing one or two songs where he was, which was sort of Aussie covers. And it was funny because not like he nicked the idea first, but I've always thought if I went out to do something by myself, I would love to pay homage to musicians, say, from Adelaide or, you know, someone who I really liked who originally started off in Perth or whatever it might be. So we've got a bunch of different covers that we've been doing. But you're right, Greg, there's a few little surprises there. And you know what? We've got to be able to surprise people at this stage of the game, haven't we? You don't want something that's predictable or tame. You want something that's lively and you walk away from it going, wow, I didn't expect that.
That's so true, yeah.
Well, you are full of surprises, Peter. That's what we love about you. So we can't wait to see you in Darwin this Sunday, a version of Now. Peter Garrett and the Alter Egos, looking forward to it.
Hey, look, it's going to be an absolutely mighty time. It's one of my favourite venues. I think it's so special there, especially this time of the year. And very much looking forward to playing, and great to speak to both of you. Hey, Ali, Greg, no worries.